Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for Barbara Mae Cameron. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe, because we're your only reliable news source. That's right. Today's episode is current events, and we're going full gay a whole week before Pride Month.
Sure. Anyway, so Barbara Mae Cameron was featured in the Google Doodle because it would have been her 69th birthday.
Nice.
But it's time to talk about who she was. So maybe let's fill people in.
All right, here we go. Barbara Mae Cameron. Barbara Mae Cameron, May 22, 1954 to February 12, 2002, was a Native American photographer, poet, writer, and human rights activist in the fields of lesbian, gay rights, women's rights, and Native American rights.
Wow, sounds like she did a lot.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
Early life. Barbara Mae Cameron was born on May 22, 1954. She was a Hunk Papa Lakota from the Fort Yates Band of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe in Fort Yates, North Dakota. She grew up on the Standing Rock Indian Reservation, North Dakota, raised by her grandparents. Completing her early education and high schooling on the reservation, she went on to further her education in photography and film at the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico. In 1973, Cameron moved to San Francisco to attend the San Francisco Art Institute.
What a twist. Career. As a photographer and movie maker, Cameron won media and theater arts awards. Her screenplay, Long Time No See, remained unfinished at her death.
Aww. Cameron co-founded the Gay American Indians, GAI, in 1975 with Randy Burns, a Northern Paiute. GAI was the first Gay American Indian liberation organization. The reason for founding GAI, according to Cameron, was that Native American gay people had different needs and struggles than the gay white community. Moreover, there was in general a lack of support for people of color within the lesbian and gay community.
In 1978, Cameron contributed to the anthology Our Right to Love, a lesbian resource book.
That's cool. I like it.
I like that a lot.
From 1980 to 1985, Cameron participated in organizing the Lesbian Gay Freedom Day parade and celebration. And in 1981, she contributed to The Bridge Called My Back, writings by radical women of color, which was edited by Sherry Moraga and Gloria E. Enzalger. Her article, Gee, You Don't Seem Like an Indian from the Reservation, analyzed topics like racism and homophobia from both inside and outside the Native American community. In 1983, she contributed to the landmark collection, A Gathering of Spirit, a collection of writing and art by North American Indian women. The anthology, edited by Beth Brandt, included works by 12 Native lesbians.
Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you listen to the unique needs of an individual community.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now, let's keep reading about Barbara and her poetry. I think I did that really well. It set this second half up for a lot of joy.
Thank you so much for that. In the late 1980s, Cameron was vice president of the Alice B. Toklas LGBT Democratic Club and co-chair for Lesbian Agenda for Action. In 1986, Cameron, together with other women who called themselves Somos Hermanas, We Are Sisters, went to Nicaragua to study and show solidarity with women there and to help improve their lives. In 1988, she served as a delegate for Jesse Jackson's Rainbow Coalition to the Democratic National Convention. That same year, she was appointed by Dianne Feinstein, then San Francisco mayor, to the Citizens Committee on Community Development and the San Francisco Human Rights Commission. She was appointed by Frank Jordan, the next mayor, to serve on the United Nations Commission on the Status of Women.
From 1989 to 1992, Cameron acted as executive director of Community United Against Violence, CUAV, assisting victims of domestic violence and hate crimes. She received the Harvey Milk Award for Community Service in 1992, and the following year, she was the first recipient of the Bay Area Career Women Community Service Award. That same year, she was a participant in the International Indigenous AIDS Network as part of the International Conference on AIDS held in Berlin. She spent the year 1993 engaged in AIDS education, traveling to various Indian reservations throughout the United States.
Cameron's essay, No Apologies, A Lakota Lesbian Perspective, was included in New Our Right to Love, a lesbian resource book, 1996. She served on the board of directors for both the San Francisco AIDS Foundation and the American Indian AIDS Institute, and as a consultant to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the United States Department of Health and Human Services. She was the founder of Institute on Native American Health and Wellness, with her first project publishing the works of Native American women writers.
Barbara Cameron's papers are held by James Hormel LGBTQIA Center at the San Francisco Public Library. LGBTQ, what is IA?
I is for intersex, and A typically stands for asexual.
Does it?
Usually, yeah.
What else does it stand for?
I'd have to look it up.
Aren't you supposed to know all of the queer stuff?
I know
all of it
stuff, but I'm learning every day.
I guess I am too.
Do you know what the Q stands for?
Queer?
Sometimes.
What else does it stand for?
Some people say it stands
for waddle.
No, sometimes people say it stands for questioning.
Oh.
But I prefer queer.
I think the LGB stands for let's get busy. Is that possible?
That's possible. Cameron was honored in a Google Doodle on May 22nd, 2023.
Aw, yeah. Personal life. Cameron was in a 21-year relationship with Linda Boyd, with whom she raised a son, Rise Boyd Farrell. In an effort to record key figures of the lesbian and gay community, Robert Giard created a portrait of Cameron, who is now part of the Beinecke Rare Books and Manuscript Library.
I Googled it and found additional meanings for the A in LGBTQIA+. And the first result is the A is for ace, not ally. So apparently sometimes
ace?
It also... Yeah, like asexual.
Oh.
Or, yeah, or like gray ace. Yeah. So...
I love equality. Hate acronyms.
Same. Death. Cameron died of natural causes on February 12, 2002, aged 47. Her memorial service was attended by Tom Amiano, president of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, and Carol Midgen, who at the time represented District 13 in the California State Assembly. Cameron was remembered for her advocacy of gay and lesbian Native Americans.
Cameron died of natural causes at age 47?
I guess.
What?
I think that usually means like a heart attack, but it could have been something else.
Is a heart attack considered natural causes? I don't think so.
I thought it was.
Is it?
I guess it could have also been a stroke. It could have been an aneurysm. It could have been so many different things.
Is a heart attack natural causes? Let's ask ChatGPT. Yes, a heart attack, also known as a myocardial infraction, can be caused by natural factors. A heart attack occurs when the blood blah 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 blah. Natural causes. Yep.
Look at that. Rachel was right.
Yeah, I know. What the heck?
Same with the acronym as well. So thank you, Barbara, for your life. And everybody go check out the Google Doodle.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Barbara.
And happy early Pride. This has been the Wikipedia page for Barbara Mae Cameron. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your life that is as enriched as Barbara's.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.